right, Believer, Imagine Dragons from 2017. And I am Hello Karen. You're on the Good Morning Commodores Friday morning show, sitting here with Chaz and Zenobia. And we've just been talking about the what's been going on and what's going on.
So yeah. What's going on?
What's up?
What's popping? You said it, Jack Harlow. I had to and throw it in there.
For real, that's a good song.
Yeah.
So what is popping?
Well, man, honestly, you know, this time of the year is just getting us ready for the end of the year. So Zenobia's got some events planned up, mostly free food events, some other things. She's getting ready for Exam Slam, you know, which is where we keep the area open in Student Union for people to come grab junk food and stuff and get study for their finals. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready for graduation, you know, right around the corner. This can be the first ever drive-through graduation.
See how this is. I'm so excited.
She's graduating, man. She's ready to go across the street.
I'm so excited. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud
of
everybody, too, that's graduating. You guys have done a good job getting through it with this pandemic, man.
Been through a hurricane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Most of the students graduating right now have been through the hurricane and the pandemic.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Man, I've only been here since the pandemic's been going on.
Resilient.
Amazing. Really, good job.
And you heard it here first, man. With Zenobia, she's going to be a teacher. She's going to be one of the best teachers around here. I'm already saying she's probably going to get something like Rookie of the Year as soon as she gets into the district. She probably like 3-4 years gonna get teacher of the year. Y'all need to get your kids signed up for her class, man. She's ready. She's gonna take it.
Doing big things.
Yeah.
For real. That's awesome.
But on us, man, you know, it's just the same old same. We're getting ready for a new transition, new officers, you know, so we got some new SGA officers coming in. You know, summer's all about getting things closed out 1 year, moving on to the next year, but also serving the students that are here over the summer. We don't do a whole lot over the summer in student activities. Sometimes we do. It just depends on the year. 1 year we did this massive Pokemon hunt when Pokemon first came out. We had like 800 students on campus playing Pokemon.
I love Pokemon Go.
You know, Pokemon is still a thing, but it's not as big as it was. But, you know, if FAD comes out over the summer and all of a sudden, you know, everybody's doing it, SGA will probably pop on top of it, you know. But for that, other than that, they're just going to get ready for the fall. You know, they're going to train officers over the summer, get everything ready. And then, you know, maybe do some improvements to, like, the student union area they talked about, you know. But outside of that, man, we're just wrapping up the year, getting ready for a new one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm losing my – this. I'm just paying attention to all this rain. Got me sidetracked.
Man, everybody stay dry, stay safe during all this, man. It's supposed to be bad all weekend.
Yes. And tomorrow, if you're coming out to Super Saturday, bring an umbrella.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep. Bring it out, man. We already got over 60 participants ready for that thing. So I definitely encourage you, again, plug in Super Saturday. Come out. If you're thinking about getting enrolled at Gulf Coast or just thinking about you want to do something different with your life.
You want a radio show?
Yep. Come on, man. You want a radio show? Do it. There's a lot of opportunities here at Gulf Coast that people don't take advantage of that I really wish more people in the community took that time. You know, people think there's always this disconnect with the college and the community sometimes, right? Like, it's intimidating to almost come to Gulf Coast. And it can be. But once you get here, man, it's just like any other community you're a part of. Like, this is your home. You know, your home away from home. There's really a lot of things that you can do to improve yourself. And there's honestly a lot you could probably bring to the campus to improve the campus, you know?
Definitely.
So I definitely just break all that down. If you have any of that doubt in your head, just wash that doubt away and just make it happen.
Just step out of that comfort zone.
Yep.
You'll be happy you did.
Absolutely, 100%.
That's what I did.
Yep.
Real being. Like, I did not expect to be an officer. I was like, no, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going. Then I got it. Here I am.
Exactly. Yeah. See? If you hadn't tried.
Yep.
Right.
You would have never known.
And she came out of her shell a lot. That's what we love watching in student activity, especially somebody from my side, administrator. You see people that come out of their shell. They come into who they are kind of meant to be, you know, find themselves a little bit. That's what we do. So Zenobia and, like, her public speaking, top notch. She, you know, she used to be real quiet, and now all of a sudden she's sliding in jokes at everybody, every once in a while, man. Zenobia's the type, if she would say something, it's a reason why. Like, she's purposeful when speaking, right? So she always getting people with them jabs. No, I love it. It's so funny.
Heck yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Yep.
I love seeing confidence.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, we ain't got much time left. Is there anything else you want to touch base on before we say goodbye?
Just remember, you know, that registration's open for the summer. So go out there, sign up for those classes. If you're curious about what to take, you don't know what you're interested in, man, go talk to your advisor, your pathway navigator. They'll help you get on the right path. If there's programs that you're interested in, contact those program directors, man, and make sure you stay on top of them studies, man. We got, less than a month before finals. I know I used to be there. I know, trust me, I'd be freaking out sitting in the library. I'd be that guy till right when the library closed, and I'm not ready yet for this test, you know? Like, let me stay another 10 minutes. But just take advantage of all the resources you have and be confident.
You got this.
And then I know Shakespeare Remix.
Oh, yeah, it opens today, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Their grand, I guess, night is the opening.
Tell me what you got about. Thank you. Yeah.
Tonight. I have my ticket for tomorrow, so I'm excited.
It looks good. It looks awesome. Really good.
It sounds like it's going to be awesome. I'm glad you remembered that.
Yeah, thank you.
For real.
The VPA never disappoints.
There she is, sliding, just killing it.
Yep, that's what she does. Purposeful, man, I'm telling you.
For real. Thank you. Well, I guess we're going to take a quick break, and I guess I need to go ahead and tell you guys bye, unless you want to hang out a little bit longer.
Man, we'll see how it goes. It's kind of chilly in here. You might have froze me out of here. I'm not going.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got J. Cole and some Jennifer Lopez, but first we got a few messages.